dog Kyobose. So, we'll just talk about the Gemara's second attempt to learn that Eid Echad is believed to say Meis Baila. So the Gemara says Svarahi. We learn from Svara. Midah dehavya chaticha safik shal chelev safik shal shuman. It's a Pashat Svara, you should believe Eid Echad to say Meis Baila. Just like by Achaticha, Safik Chalif, Safik Shuman, we all know Eidecha Nemer B'Yisurim. The Gemara says it. In the end, the Gemara is going to tell us that no, it's different here because of the Cheskas Isser. But this is the basic Svara, and this is really the place where the Gemara tells us that there's a Svara of Eidecha Nemer B'Yisurim. Stam sounds like there's no Makar, it's just a Svara. And therefore, so too, there's a Svara we should believe one aid. Now, there's a big question, a Chakira in Rishonim and more in Achronim. What's this Svara and what's it about? What exactly is this belief? Why do we believe Eid Echad? So one way you could say it is that it's like a Cheskas Kashras. Right, a frum Jew tells you this is, I don't know if this is chalev or shuman. He says this is shuman, it's kosher, you can eat it. Frum Jew keeps Shabbos, why would he tell me it's kosher or it's shrei? So it's true, right? It's just like a cheskas kashrus. Why would he, right? Somebody go to someone's house, they're from, they give you food, they give you kosher, why do you have to worry about it? Right, stam a cheskas kashrus. The other way to say it is that no, it's a nemanus. Meaning what? Eid echad. It's not enough. One eid is not enough to mechayev misa or even to mechayev mammon. But for isurim, you're not being mechayev anyone. It's not. Perhaps it's not as serious. You're just being mevar or sveikos. Okay. Let one aid be believed. Eid echad, it's not complete, but believe. It's nemanus, the person says something, a yid says something, it's true. Oh, so we find the Tashbeit. Tashbeit is the Truvos, one of the Rishonim in Spanish Rishonim. Says the Tashbeit, this is in his Truvos, Chelik Aleph, Simon Ayin Zayin. He says Eid Echad is always in a manus. He says we believe Eid Echad. Raya Pasha, one raya is just from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. And Eid Echad shouldn't be believed, the Kol Avad or Kol Chatas. If you want to prove something against a person and be Machayiv him, you need two Eid. One Eid shouldn't be enough. But really the Mashmos says, Be'etim, an aid has believability, but if you want to be mechayev someone, it takes a little more. You have to have an extra safeguard of two aidim. Tashbeit says a svara here, very interesting svara. He says, of course, one aid has nemanus. If one aid didn't have nemanus, why would two aidim have nemanus? Right? What's two? One plus one equals two. Okay, but if one was a zero, 1 plus 1 wouldn't equal 2. It would equal 0. What?
You just say that they're just not adding. Like, 2 is the baseline.
2 is the baseline, right. Okay. That's a good point. So I'll tell you, right. I can hear that. At Embassy, I can hear even a bigger svar. You can say that, no, maybe 2 adim are necessary because when you have 2 adim, you can play one against the other. You know? Is it really true? Let's see what, how you say how he says it. The Tashbeit thought of that, and he thought of what you're saying also, but he says a starker raya. He says, you know, by nefashos, by dinner nefashos, when we chayev someone misa, two people have to see the exact same event. Two eidim have to see it, and only then is the eidus accepted, because then you have real eidus, you could do drishas for chakiros, you could compare exactly what one person said and question them, one against the other. By mamonis, you also need two eidim. But there, even Eidus on two different events will work together as Eidus. If I have, this is what we hold the halacha, Sanhedrin daf lamed. We have one aid that says Reuven lent Shimon $100 in September. Another aid says Reuven lent Shimon $100 in October. two different months, and everyone involved agrees we're talking about two different loans. Afal Pikain, the Mitzdarif, and your Machayev Shim and $100. So why should that be? They're not even saying the same events. Like, okay, you have two people, but this is, must be that really we believe each aid, but you have a safeguard. Okay, one, but another one makes it safer. It's not just one. There's someone else saying it's so safer. And each one has an emunus, but it's not a complete emunus, but it's an emunus. When you have two aidim, then you reach the bench mark, the bar of what's considered acceptable for chiyuv min bezdin.
Yeah. You say a fellow between mama and Isurin? Like for mama.
That's what he's saying. That's what Tashmit says. He says for mama, you need two eidim, but Isurim, you didn't need as much. At least when it's not Eschazik Isura, it's just a suffix, you're just being a virus suffix. It doesn't need quite as much nemanis. And therefore, eid echad is a nemanis. So that's one approach. Eid echad bisurim is a nemanis. The Ritva in Kesuvos Chaf Hei, so he seems to be arguing. I'll just read his Lashon. Sounds very much he's arguing. He says, he writes there, Le'inin Truma Shemina Bo Torah Eid Echad, Truma like other Yisurim, we believe Eid Echad, Ein Zeh Midin Eidus Mamish. Don't think this is real Eidus. Ela Midin Birer. It's just a clarification, a proof. Just like we believe Masiach Lefi Tumo, right? A guy says something's mutter and there's no reason to be choshed him. He's a guy, so we believe him. Not because we believe the guy. Gayim are all liars. The shakranim. Why do we accept it? Because he was just talking on the phone to someone else. Why should we assume he was lying? So it's just a hochacha. It's not an emunus. It's just a chazak, a chazak. Stama, this is the truth, right? So the idea of chayra would be is that it's not a real emunus. It's just this is a basis. This is a proof. So Rav Elchanan brings this out in a bunch of places. One is in the Kovetz Shmuos in the beginning of Chulin. A little bit also in the Kovetz Aros Bayas. In Chulin, he makes a very stark point. And he says, you see, it's just a chezkas kashrus. It's nothing to do with nemanas. How do we see that? The Gemara says in Chulin, if a kusi were to shech, the kusi is mamish, a different religion. Okay, he descends from people who are Magayer, so he technically is Jewish, but they have different Shulchan Aruch completely. Torah Shavasav. If he shechs, he says, the Gemara says, it's kasher, the shechit is kasher, but only if the kusi himself eats a piece of the meat. If the kusi takes a steak and you see the kusi eats from this cow, you can trust him that the cow's kasher. Why? He says, because kusim, really, they don't keep our shulchan aruch, and they don't believe there's such an issur as b'nei iver lo sitein mechshol. A kusi holds there's nothing wrong with giving his friend a piece of nevela. Okay, why it has that make sense, I don't know, kasher on the kusi. But that's what they believe. They believe that. But if he eats from it, so now you could eat, because a kusi wouldn't eat nevela. That's the favorite from the Torah, don't eat nevela. So therefore, if he eats from it, you say, oh, the kusi ate it, it must be kosher, and you can eat it. So what is that? That's not nemanis, it's not believability, it's just a proof. It's a proof, you call it cheskas kashrus, meaning just chazaka, he wouldn't trick us like this. Another raya, stark raya, is the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Dalit says even a mummer ochel nevelos l'teyavon, a guy, he goes to McDonald's, eats in McDonald's. If he shechs, the Gemara says there, Rava says, as long as you give him a knife, that's a good shechita knife, and you know he knows how to shecht, he could shecht. You can let it be a shochet. Wow. Right? I can't eat by my aunt, who's not totally yeshivish yet, but I can eat by this mummer ochel nevelos goes to McDonald's. Why? Because even though he goes to McDonald's, but he just does it for his taiva. Because he has a taiva, he passes by McDonald's, he's hungry. But we're talking about a person who, if he had kosher meat, he wouldn't eat tarf. So therefore, mistam he shechted good. Why should he stab the animal? He could shech. He doesn't want to create Isser. It's just because it's easy. So it's just as easy to shecht as it is to chop the animal's head off. And therefore, we believe him. We believe him that he shechted well, and it's fine. He's a good shochet. So what do you see from all of this? You see, the din of eidech and then risurim, it's a cheskos kashrus. I mean, cheskos kashrus meaning we assume, it's just a proof, mistam is true. It's not that we believe his word. Right, a little bit, Rav Chanan Bayas also says, you see that, I'm speaking a little bit differently than he does, but our Gemara is mashma that Eid Echad isn't really an emunus, or it's definitely not a complete emunus. Why? Because Gemara, when it's looking for a mucker that by Eid is Ishan and Eid Echad is believed, it starts talking about carbon. When it starts talking about carbon, that you could bring a carbon, it's matter the Isser bringing Kulon Bazara. You can trust Eid Echad. Everyone knows, he goes in for supper, home for supper. He's allowed to trust his wife, he's allowed to trust people, from people to say this is kosher. Like, what do they have to bring from Karban? So the shot is no. Because we wanted to prove that Eid Echad is more than just, looks like it's true. By a Karban, it says that with Eid Echad, it's called, he knows it's true. He knows, oh, hold the Eilam, it's Yediyah. So he says, they were trying to bring from carbon from Eid Echad Yisurim. We never even had a half a mina that it was a real nemanus like that. So he brings, he has a number of proofs like that. His other proof I'll just mention is by Egla Rufa. The Gemara makes a big point in Sota that Eid Echad is believed. You can believe Eid Echad by a Sota. Sorry, Eid Echad is believed by Egla Rufa. That Egla Rufa, if one person says, I know who killed this body, you don't bring the Egla Rufa. So it's a big point that one Eid's believed. And how do you see one Eid's believed? Because it says that it's lo noda mihikahu. Nobody knows who killed him. So it says, Rav Chanan, what's this such a big deal that one person's believed? One person's always believed. He says, no, one person, we're so mechan. But we're saying that if one person knows who killed this body, who's responsible for killing this person, that's called we know. So that's a chiddush. So that's what he says. Rav Chanan comes out like that. He just says, he brings different stadim. He says, you see, there's a lot of rayos that are suggesting that Eid Echad Yisurim is just that it's a chazaka. We call it cheskos kashrus. Not just cheskos kashrus, but chazaka that this is. Why would a front person lie? Why would someone do against what we think they believe? Right. So that's two mahalchim. I thought you could say another mahalach here. And really make shalom elu ve'elu. A little bit you have this in Achron, a little bit you can find this in Rav Chaya, but I'm going to say it a little bit different. You can see there's really two things going on. There's Tvei Dinim and Eid Echad. That there's two Eid Echads. There's an Eid Echad that works as Nemanus. There's also Eid Echad that works as a Chazaka. You can say it's believed for two reasons. Two reasons Eid Echad is believed. Eid Echad is believed as a chazaka, that why would a person give you treif? And that's necessary when a person has no nemanus, right? A person, a kusi, a mumur, they have no nemanus. Psuli eidus. That's them, they don't have nemanus. But, mistam, they're not feeding you treif. So cheskos kashrus is believed. But, tashbitz krosofi, right? When it's a kosher eid. Eid Echad is a part of two Eidim. Eid Echad is belief. You believe Eid Echad. But it's not complete. That's true. But only by an Eid Kasher. By an Eid Kasher. Right? By a Pasul Eid, 1,000 Pasul Eidim will not be Mechayiv someone in Bezdin. But an Eid Kasher who has Nemanus, he's believed. So in Mele he's believed. And it's a din of nemanus. Eid kasher. Yeah.
What about the person is
like, a person believes about himself. So can we use that to say Eidah Hut should be believed because it's like you're believed by yourself? Like, you see, you have enough ability in that sense. So.
Okay. Okay, but that we were saying last week is a different type of nemanus. Maybe it's just l'gabi yourself, but even l'gabi acherim, an eid echad could be believed. If it's an eid kasher, he could be believed as he's believed, right? For other people, as an emunus.
So it's not building up that. Then
could be. I would say not. I would say this is something for other people. So one place you see this is our Gemara. Okay, a little bit, this is Rav Chaim, but it's not, that's, I'm spelling it a little bit differently. So, our Gemara says something very interesting, on Peches Amud Beis. Right? The Gemara says there's a difference between an Eid Kasher and an Eid Pasal. By Meis Baila, and really by all Dinim. Right? The Gemara says if you have one Eid Kasher, and then comes against him 100 Eidim Psulim, the Gemara says it's like Palgal Palgal. It's half and half. If there was an eid pasul, and Isha says Meis Baila, and the two Nashim come and says he didn't die, the first eid is gone. But when it's an eid kasher, it has a power. Gemara increases, Yom Aleph talks about by a karban. If one eid pasul, let's say, would come and say you're chayiv a karban, an eid pasul would come and say you're patur. So sorry, an eid pasul says you're chayiv, an eid kasher says you're patur, right, or vice versa. There's this machlokus between kasher and pasul. We believe the kasher. Special din that eid kasher has more nemanus. Why does the eid kasher have more nemanus? L'chayir, because there's this extra din. It's not just a chazaka, a stum, or why would you mislead us? No, it's because your word has value. This is a din. The word of an eid is almost a real nemanus. And sometimes we'll accept it as real. Oh, so there's one Gemara that just really brings this out. If you learn Pesachim Daf Dalet, amazing Gemara, I'm going to say it, you can look, it's a little bit of an involved Gemara. But the Gemara says, as a question, if everyone, all button, if there's a cheskas kashrus by houses on Pesach, do we assume that every year keeps bedikas chametz? I mean, let's say on Pesach I go to someone's house and I borrow a room from him for a bedroom. Do I have to go and check the room? Or could I assume some of the rooms kashrus? The frum yid doesn't give me treif, he doesn't give me a room that, without a bedikah. So the Gemara says, one has a tzad, there's a little back and forth. The Gemara says, no, there's no chazaka. Even though normally most mitzvahs people keep, but bedikas chametz, it's very hard mitzvah, it takes a lot of work. There's no cheskas badak. So what do you do? It says, you have to ask. You have to say, I'm sorry, I don't mean to suspect you, but did he do bedikas chametz kiddin? So the Gemara says, that works if you're asking a man. But if you're asking a woman, it says, if you ask women or avadim, it says, atu amira tahani midi mishasha ispei. Could you believe them? Does their word have any weight? Whoa. Okay. This is not, right? Don't talk about this at the table, but right? With the family, like, right? Don't talk to your wife about this. This is, right? What is this? Maybe say no. The word doesn't have any. The word's not. Rashi says, "Halab bnei asudin in hu." They're not edim. They can't be edim. Well, right? What do you mean? We trust them. We trust them because of the cheskas kashrus. By men, there's a din of nemanus. By nemanus, that ups your cheskas kashrus. It's not just cheskas kashrus anymore. If I say something, if a man says something, he believes it. If a woman says something, okay, what's pshat? Okay, so let's just say because it's relevant, not just to say that woman should feel, but l'chayra pshat could be. I just say, well, why would this be? Why on earth would this be? So you know, there's a din that that only men have a chiyuv to be made in Beis Din. They always have a chiyuv to be made. That there's a din, there's a perek in Shavuos called Shavuos Eidos, all about the chiyuv of carbon Shavuos Eidos, that if someone withholds giving Eidos, he's chayiv a carbon all of Yoreid in certain circumstances. So the first Mishnah tells you, but women are pater. They're pater if a woman withholds Eidos. So Rav Kiva Eger and Shav Shmaitza, others point out in the beginning of Shavuos Eidos, it's even if their testimony would work. Sometimes Eidos Isha works, right? Like by a sota, an Eid Echad will be believed. Even a woman will be believed to make the woman lose her ksuva. But even if it's believed, and man will be chayiv in carbon eidos because he has a chiyuv on him for who aid him lo yagiv and asa avono. He has an avon because he etzem is an aid, whereas women are not. So in Mela, the Torah put the chiyuv of mishpat and the chiyuv of eidos on men. Therefore, a man knows I'm a chayiv to report. When I say things, there's a chiyuv to. More than just your cheskes kashrus, they say things, it's believed. It's sort of like, I'm an aide. You know, it's a chashivas. You know, I thought a little bit that might have to do with why there's a din that a buzzer you think a person is possible aides. So what I heard is a person who doesn't have like a cover chashivas, he might lie. But a person who's a chash of a person and holds himself as being a gavra, a chash of a person, and I'm one of the people who uphold din in the world, my word, okay. I wasn't so careful with Bidikas Chametz, it's a chet. But I'm not going to tell you I checked if I didn't check. Okay, let's say it like that. Okay, fine. But yeah.
And how is a woman believed in our Gemara to say that the husband died?
Oh, okay. So you have to say it's like this. Is that in a chenam, there's two pieces. There are two parts. They are believed. But Aisha's believed less. Why is she believed? Not because her word. Not because her word is, you know, even Big Rasham, you know, if they give their word, you know, they'll still keep their word. It's not because of the power of her word. It's because she's a from Jew. She doesn't want to be mashal a woman in Aisha Sesh. She knows if she does, she'll go to Gehenna. So she would say it if it wasn't true.
If Bidigas Chametz is her car, is now. She wouldn't say it if it weren't true.
No, it's Drabban.
But also, isn't she made on herself? Made al atzmo? I can check my house.
No. So it is true. Meaning she has a chazakah. She wouldn't do something wrong. But by bedikas chametz, which is very hard to do, it also says there, it's a difficult thing to do, and therefore she won't do a good job. And she won't be, she'll say it, but she won't, you know. The Gemara comes out since it's Rabbanan, the Chachamim were mamming her. By Rabbanan. Because comes to Rabbanon, because when a Torah bittles enough. But that'll be the idea that in a chinami they were both accepted, you know, for Eidos Isha. We still haven't seen why, but a man has more nemanos. Okay. So those two things. Two parts of nemanos. Just may mention a few more things with this, but just the end of the Gemara tells us you cannot learn from Eidech Bisurim, because here it says Chazik Yisura. But Erva Darsha Be'erva, the Gemara doesn't talk about. You can look in Tosus there has an amazing explanation why the Gemara doesn't talk about it, but you can see that yourself. But the Gemara says it's Chazik Yisura, and therefore we still don't know why Eidech is believed, because you shouldn't need two Eidim. And that's passing in Shulchan Aruch. If it's a Chezgas Yisur, something was Asur, he's saying now, becomes Mutter, you need two Eidim. Fine. So the Gemara tells us something interesting here. Halacha L'maisa, a lot of things are Chezgas Yisur, right? Your meat. Started off, it was an animal which you're not allowed to eat. Your bread started off, it was chayiv b'chala, and it was asr b'achila. So how do we know, how do we trust people, how do we trust Eid Echad, right? It's just like Meis Baila, we don't trust an Eid Echad. So says the Gemara Chilak, because by Shechita and Hafrashas Chala, so it's b'yadal atakna. the shochet, you can leave the shochet because it's biyado. He could shech. The baker could take challah. Whereas by meis baila, it can't kill the husbands, right? So therefore, how do you? It's just you're just saying he died. So memela, you have edecha saying died. You have chazaka saying he used to be alive. Chazaka saying it's alive. They clash, and therefore we don't have enough. We don't have enough basis. Oh, so that's a question. Okay, first maybe a lamdish question. Just as pointed out, what do you mean the shochet believes to say the meat's kasher? But why does he believe more than regular eidechad? Right, so you could say it's amigo, right? Amigo, why would he lie? He could just shech them up. So Shav Shmaitza points out at the beginning of Shmaitza Vav, he said you can't say it's amigo, because this isn't what we normally call amigo. This is what we call in halacha amigo l'mafreya. There's no amigo l'mafreya. That means a piece of meat, he can't make the meat kasher. It's not like he has amigo. Oh, why give a kasher? Why don't I just make this meat kasher? He can't make meat kasher. He could have shechted it well. Okay, that was yesterday. But today he's telling you it's kosher, he doesn't have a migu. So what exactly, why does it work? I'll ask you another question. This is driving me crazy, this question. And it's really klutz kasha, but some of the klutz kasha, you have to figure out why it's a klutz kasha. I go to the store, I ask for some meat. The guy behind the counter gives it to me. He's an eid echad. He's not a shochet. He wouldn't know how to shecht. It wasn't be yado to shecht the animal, right? He wouldn't even know how to do it. The animal was, you know, someone else in Arizona by a shkita house shechted it. Like, who's be yado? I have a chazaka that's me started trait. I should need to wait until tell me it's good. Right? Well, why not? Why is it different than mace baila? So I just thought just a pashit thought is that Alts Nemanus Biadol Latakno, there's still your Nemanus isn't good enough against the Chazaka. There's no way to get out of that. The Chazaka beats Eid, clashes with Eid Echer and kills it. The Pshat is there's a Cheskas Kashrus here. The Cheskas Kashrus is that a frum person shechs, a frum person takes off truma. It's a cheskas kashrus. Now cheskas kashrus, when it goes up against the chazaka, so there's no conflict anymore. We don't say there's a conflict. This dough started as tevel. Therefore, let's say it's clashing with the cheskas kashrus that the woman is mafresh chal. So the truth is, this is no clash, because Cheskas Kashrus tells me a woman takes challah. I started, okay, but she took challah, she has a Cheskas Kashrus. There's no clash. Clash only starts when it's not beyond the takna. Right? You say, this guy, Reuven, was always alive. Now someone's saying he's dead. There's some sort of a clash going on there. But when you're talking in the world of Cheskas Kashrus is unfazed by the fact that the dough started off as tevel. Of course it started off as tevel. We're from people. We take challah, right? So in Mela, so too, if you know this meat's coming from people, it's part of the system. Like, this Cheskas Kashrus on the owner of the meat and the people start this whole thing. The whole thing is Cheskas Kashrus. Why should it be choshi? Someone traced out my meat. But it's a cheskas kashrus to get din. It's a completely different type of din, not in a month. Okay. And just one last nakuda here. Interesting food for thought nakuda. Not mentioned by the Gemara, mentioned in Tosfos. You probably already dealt with this on Daf Beis and Yavamis. That. This is interesting Gemara Ksuva Sayin Beis. Some of you all saw this Gemara just from your bumps, I think. Not really learning so much. But the Gemara says, how do we know that a woman's beliefs to say that she's not a Nida? That she became a Zava and believes to say that the blood stopped flowing and she got better and now she went to the mikveh. How do we know she's believed? So the Gemara makes a drasha of the Safra La La'atzma. Says law, that extra word tells me that she's believed to say that she's become tahora. Great. the shaila is, so what's that telling me? It's interesting what it's telling me. It's hard. Rishon got a big issue. What's it telling? There's a Tosus that says. Tosus says maybe that's the makkah for Eidech and Eron Bisurim. Like, what do we need a makkah? What do we need that for? The problem is why most Rishon don't say like Tosus. Since our Gemara is the famous Svarahu. Eidech and Eron Bisurim is a Svara, right? It's a little bit chutzpah in Tosus. Tosus pronunciation refers to, but it's like it's a big chiddush to say that because Lameisa the Gemara says Svarahu. The Gemara should have said Safala. So from there to my spila, it doesn't say that. So Rashba says in Chulin Daf Yod, Ramban in different places, but most of Rashba Chulin Daf Yod, he goes really all the way. He says no, it's a tremendous chiddush because this is Chazik Yisura. This is like the May Spila case. She started off as Zava, right? A Zava. Okay, if you learn Hilchos Nida, you'll know, incidentally, it's good to point this out, because when I learned this as a Bachra, I didn't realize this. That pasuk said by a Zava, not a Nida. A Nida sees blood and then she stops, right? That's menstruation. A Zava is a condition that could be a chronic condition. It means she just keeps seeing blood. And it's part of a systemic problem in the womb. Rashba says that's his Chazik Yisura. There's no reason she should believe. The Rashba goes even more. This you maybe so. The Rashba says it's Darusha Be'erva. Okay, so I know you learned at the beginning of Yevamis, so you know probably you know the Brisker Rav's letter, and you know read about it. It's not so pashut. I'm sorry if you don't know the Brisker Rav's. He says that Nida is not like other ervas. You don't say okay, but it's not unreasonable to say that Nida is one of the ervas, and you need to wait. He says no, you really need to wait. What is this? There's a custom of Safra Lash is believed. Fine. So I'll just end with one thought here. It's interesting is that why she believed. Is it Acheskes Kashrus or is it a Din Emunas? So I would say it's Gzeres HaKasim. I'm saying it's Gzeres HaKasim. In the Gzeres HaKasim, what's the nature of this Gzeres HaKasim? So I'll just say what I was thinking. Chesed Kashrus, I don't like saying that so much. Because she's believed by everything. Why should she, if being believed, Chesed Kashrus is not enough against a Chazaka, Chesed Isser, so it's not believed. If it is believed, you should learn the Kol Torah Kula and it's believed. Why should be just here, she's believed? I would say something different. I would say the pshat is it's nemanus. The pshat is, normally a woman doesn't have nemanus. You know why? Because it's not her parsha, it's not her job to go running. She sits, you know, she's not the one whose responsibility is to be the fighting for justice in the world and running to the best. Okay, that's our job. But the Torah says she is chayiv in the safra law. That's her responsibility. The Torah gives over to nobody but her. She is in charge here. This is where she is the boss to say, am I Tahar or not? Mamela, we trust her. It's a din she's given to Namanas. Right? It's a Taz. Okay, Rav Asi, maybe you remember this Taz in Kuf Pei. Hey, the Taz says, just like we say here that it's a Namanas, Eminu Kishnayim, that even though really normally takes two, here, this woman is believed, and she so believes, says the Taz, even if another aid would come against her, she would still be believed. Right? Someone else calls up the husband and says, I know your wife's not really going to the mikvah. He could hang up the phone. Because in this area, my wife is given magical nemanos. Don't start up. So I thought with that, we could start another din, halach l'maisa. A very interesting din of Gemara Nidiyat Beis. The Gemara says that a woman who's Tmeya, she's Becheskes Tmeya until she tells her husband Tahora Ani, until she says she's Tahora. And this is Rosh Shulchan Aruch, and the Chavistas actually writes what many people, what the right thing is Makbid, is that when a woman becomes Tahora, she doesn't just come home and the husband assumes she's Tahor. She says Tahora Ani. She verbally says, I am Tahora. And the Pella is, Arach Shulchan says, no, it can't be, we don't have to worry about this, this doesn't make sense, it doesn't mean she has to actually say she's Tahora Ani. Why does she have to say it? What do you need her to verbally say it? Right, when she brings you supper, she doesn't say, the supper is kosher tonight. She comes, she doesn't have to announce. Shak could be no. Right? Maybe it's a little bit of a chumrah, but it could be. It's a din of namanis. If it's namanis, shat is she has to say it. She says it. Stam chazaka, okay, but she had a cheska sister. But now she's coming and saying, no, to her, she says it with namanis, and the Torah gave her namanis. Oh, now we believe her. Okay. All right. Okay.
But then, aren't we saying that she's made al atma, smita of the samra la?
So that,
and then okay. It made al atma is feeling nemanas.
Yeah, you should all just mention that there's an interesting Ramban that says that. There's a Ramban at the beginning of Gittin that actually says that. He says that maybe the reason she's believed is because she's believed on atma, and the Torah is mechadish that her husband is mamish like a part of her, and it's considered al atma. So there could be such a mahalach. Could be such a mahalach. It's a different mahalach. Okay, all right. Okay, just in case I don't tell everyone Ksiv Ksiv Matova, next week I think it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, and okay, so with Hashem. We should all be Zuch, it's an amazing year.